Chapter 1 Sanctuary. October 1844. For a second day, the company that 17-year-old Mary Sullivan traveled with found sanctuary beside a river edged with willows and rocks in the shadow of distant mountains. Their green-painted shuttler wagon had passed through a long desert onto this place of promise, where the sunset of pinks and yellows colored the rush of water. An Irish whistle rang a tune, in competition with the boron likely pounded by Old Man Martin. The music gave respite in the midst of their slow journey toward the Sierra Nevada. Mary scrubbed at the washboard. She wore her dark hair braided in rounds at her ears, just as her mother had, and she scoured her brother's pants like her mother had too, hundreds of times. It was what women did. Such stains. The boys ground dirt into cloth the way dogs rolled in mud. They saw it as a lark. She sat back on her heels. And why shouldn't they have fun? They were young. Mary licked the blood from her knuckles. Perhaps their boisterousness served as a bridge from sadness to acceptance. The breeze cooled her face, and she returned to pound the stiff cloth harder. Her back ached. The other women chattered to each other at the river's edge. She could join them. They'd welcome her. But she wasn't kin. What she wanted to do was tear off her poke bonnet and stand on her hands, maybe. Wouldn't that raise Irish eyebrows? She smiled. In Quebec, when she was alone on the family's farm, she'd done such a thing, her linen skirts falling around her face like a waterfall. Her head buzzed, and she remembered laughing out loud, feeling strong as she saw the world upside down, and made up poems like, "Skirts and boots dance in the air while tongues and eyes burst laughter." But here, next to this river heading toward the mountains, she must express decorum or risk her brother's wrath.